This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 138 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are continuing our trip through the decades in the 1970s. So last week, we, of course, started this with Enter the Dragon. And now we're continuing with the movie as voted on by you guys, the listeners, 1971's Duel, the first film by director Steven Spielberg. Alex, have you ever seen this movie before?
I never seen this movie. You're the first one to tell me about it. So I've never seen a first Steven Spielberg first film before. So yeah.
Okay. So first time watch for you. Not a first time watch for me. I've seen it before. As you know, as my favorite director, I've seen all his movies before. So we're going to be breaking it down. Of course, you know how we always do. Now, this is a special one because this one has no box office. So we're going to skip Alex's normal segment where he tells you how much money, because this was actually a TV movie that aired on ABC. In 1971. Maybe if they had some rating, I don't know how it did. I'm assuming pretty good because Steven Spielberg had a pretty nice career after this. But anyway, it was a Universal production. So it was like a real movie that just happened to go on TV. We're going to break it down in a moment, but it does have some critical scores. So we'll give those at least. This movie sits at a pretty good 88% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. And also a pretty good 84% from audiences. So a well-regarded film as far as I'm concerned. It didn't make any money because it didn't play in a theater, but it did pretty well. So before we get into it, of course, you guys know the drill. We're going to be breaking down the characters, the villains, and all that. And because I'm hosting, my friend here, Alex, gets to go first. Alex, lead character. I don't even remember this guy's name, and I've seen this movie multiple times. He's just Guy to me. I always just call him Guy. But the lead character, go ahead and take it away.
So the lead character is David Mann.
David Mann, that's right.
Yes, by Dennis Weaver. He's okay. Look, it's kind of hard to judge a character when most of the time he's driving. There's not much acting into that. But he was really good at it. When he goes crazy because of the plot, he was good. He was entertaining. He was a good leading man. 70s, so it's not like you're getting Oscar award winners like how we got it now. They're all seasoned actors now. And but for back then, he was actually believable. I liked him. I thought he was really good. I gave him a 3. He was fun. He carried the movie and he was good.
I agree with you. I have the same exact score. I gave him a 3. Look, he's just like a guy. I just told you, I call him Guy. He's Guy who drives car. The scenes where he does do some acting, like when he's on the phone with his wife and they're talking about the fight, or when he's at the bus and he's trying to tell him, like, this dude's trying to kill me, and he doesn't want to help him, but then he tries to help him anyway. And the scene with the phone, like, as the movie goes on, you can see his tension, you know, building in him, that he's starting to go crazy because, well, we're going to get to the plot. But at the same time, it's we're scoring the character. The acting is good. The character is just the guy. He's not, there's no backstory and no after story. So I can't give it too high of a score, but I relate to him. If I was in the situation, I'd, you know, you're like, what would I do in that situation in the 70s? Because this movie would be different if it was made now. But yeah, I got a 3 as well. Okay, main villain. Now, I pretty much scored the truck because they don't even show the guy who's driving it.
Okay, so again, that was hard because it's only a one sequence villain, and it's not like the villain is talking. He's just chasing and mowing him down left and right. I gave him a 3 and then another 3. I could go 4 because really he was freaking menacing. And you know, I'm going to go with 4 because I'm going to change it to 4. Because honestly, you don't have to be a villain if you're a vehicle. Because we've seen Christine. Christine is a, you know what I mean? Cujo is a damn dog, and we would have to vote for the dog, right? Yeah. So the truck was really badass. I'm not going to lie. He was really badass. So I switched it from a 3. I gave it a 4. The truck was very villain. I mean, nothing you could say. It looked like a villain. It's a dirty ass truck with like 20,000 license plate in the front. Gassed up not even
flammable.
Once. Flammable. Yeah, flammable freaking truck. You don't see the driver. You don't see him at all. And I think we'll talk about that in the storyline. But you don't see the driver at all. I think it worked for this movie. The way Steven Spielberg shot the movie, the truck, no villain needed to talk because the way he shot it worked for me. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, you know what? I gave it a 5. I gave it a 5, but I'll explain why. This truck is essentially a force of nature in this movie. And this movie is a precursor. If you think, for me, it reminds me of Jaws, but on the road. Okay. This was a paved the way to Jaws. Jaws, for what Jaws is in the water, this freaking truck is on the road.
Yeah.
You know, like he goes away. You don't see him. It's gone. And then all of a sudden he's back and he's trying to kill this guy. I'll tell you what, the way that Steven Spielberg shoots that truck, every time I've seen this movie about three or four times and I get like anxious, like watching it speed up, catch up to him, bump him, honk the horn. He's so annoying. And every time I'm like, what would I do? And that's it. Like, if you have a cell phone, it's much easier to, this doesn't happen nowadays, you know?
Right.
But back then in the mountains, there's no cell phones. There's no, you know, there's no nothing that can do anything. And this truck just does not stop. The scene with the snakes when he's in the phone booth and he literally sees that he's calling. He comes around. He just starts going in circles, trying to run over him and kill him. And at the end, you still don't see the driver. The car goes off the cliff. It blows up. I love the way Spielberg shoots the end too, with the oil dripping and it's supposed to be like blood. Almost like the car died. You know, like the truck was just like an entity. And I love it. I gave it a 5. The thing is intimidating. The fact that it doesn't speak and you're like constantly like, what the heck is happening? Why is it so mad? So for me, I think it's great. I gave it a 5. Okay, action.
Okay, this movie has no action. It's just a pure car chase scene. And
one whole car chase.
It's just a whole, it's pretty much that. It reminded me of The Last Jedi when the spaceship is after the other spaceship through space and it was just mass low, right? It's just like that. It was it was good car chase scene. It was really shot very well. I mean, I'm not going to say no. It was very shot very well, very 70s style stunts in this film. The only problem is, it's not much action. There's none. The only explosion you really get is at the end of the movie when he overcomes the evil villain. But I'm not going to be a douche on this, okay? Because I think one thing with this is that if the action with if the car chase scene stunk, then that would have been a different story. But it was actually really good. He was chasing. He like stopped off at gas stations. He went to a diner. He did everything he could to get away from this Jaws type truck to get him. So I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good action sequence.
Yeah, you know what? I gave it a 3 also, mostly because like it's extremely well shot, but it's the same thing for the whole runtime. You know what I mean? Like it's a big car chasing a small car. And Spielberg, you could tell, talented. He's very talented, right? But off air, you talked about how this doesn't seem like a Spielberg movie because he didn't have that voice yet. And that I agree with that. But you could already see this kid got talent as far as filming and staging a scene, you know, to come out the gate with a TV movie that this could have played in the theater. There's no reason why it's not theatrical. You know what I mean? It has like some cursing in it. It is very well shot. It all takes place over the course of like a couple of hours, I'm assuming, in the mountains in California. Very simple. But because of the repetitive nature of the action, I can't go higher than a 3. But I'm going to give it a 3 because, like I said, the scene where he's running him down and tries to run him over in the phone booth, that's action. There's an explosion at the end. There's, the many different chase scenes, and they're all well done. But I can't go higher than a 3, to be honest, because it's not pure action, but it's the closest thing. So, we do count car chases in other movies as action. Yeah. And this is one long car chase, essentially, except for the little break in the diner, which is like your only breath that you get. Okay, storyline.
Okay, now let me tell you something. The storyline was good. I'm not going to lie. It's the strong part of this movie. The car chasing is good. I'm going to say something here that maybe people are going to think I'm dumb or crazy, or you might even think I'm crazy. This reminded me of a TV movie, Twilight Zone episode, where the guy is like somewhere lost or whatever, and is just a hitchhiker or someone is like trying to pick on him or something. And Rod Sterling was going to come out going like, in another dimension, David Mann is in a car salesman, right? David, it sounds like Mann. Right?
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
He's a, David Mann is a car salesman driving across town to meet his love. But in this fateful night, a truck is in his way.
And it's
right. So, and I liked it. And we never talk about this even. I mean, we haven't even talked about this even on the live shows. I'm a big Twilight Zone fan. I love the Twilight Zone. I don't know how you are with the Twilight Zone. It's something I would love to tackle maybe for October on the live shows. Talk about our favorite Twilight Zone episodes. I love Twilight Zone. I love Tales from the Crypt. So I love those type of like short stories, but they're so
horror,
good.
Horror, sci-fi, anthology.
Yes. So this feels like a sci-fi horror car chase drama thriller. Like, you could throw all that in, but it just felt like a Twilight Zone episode. I gave it a 4 for great.
I have the same score. I have a 4. Yeah. Sometimes simplicity is exactly what you need. Yeah. This is simple, but it's effective. When you could do simple and effective, what's the storyline here? A guy who you could tell had him and his wife were kind of fighting. He left early. Well, he's just going to a meeting. He just doesn't want to lose this account. He passes a truck on the road, and this truck decides, just by him passing him, that he is now going to torment him for the next hour and a half. That's the story. That's all it is. It's this guy trying to escape. No matter what he does, he can't. He stops at a gas station. The truck stops at a gas station. He stops at a diner. The truck is at the diner, but he doesn't know. I love the diner scene, actually. He doesn't know who it is. Everyone looks like they're all wearing boots. They're all suspicious. He goes up to that guy and knocks a sandwich out of his hand. Like, the paranoia, you know? He's like, he doesn't know. Then the truck leaves, and he's like, what the heck? The truck is waiting ahead. It's the only reason this is not like a higher score for me is I don't know why he didn't just turn around and go home, because that truck goes so far ahead of him at one point and is waiting for him to get there.
I agree.
If he would have turned around and went the other way, he would have just went home. There does come a point where it's like, okay, bro, stop going the same way. Go the other way. So that keeps it from being like a perfect. But this is based off of a book by Roger Matheson, who, of course, I Am Legend, I believe he wrote the original, or Omega Man, or whatever is the original. He wrote that. So I think you're on the right track as far as the sci-fi horror type mindset, because it's the same author of whatever the original I Am Legend story is. I forget what it's called. I Am Omega.
Last Man on Earth? The Omega Man? I think it's Omega
Man. Yeah, he wrote that. So I thought that was interesting. And I think it's a good, effective, creepy. It's scary. The idea is scary. And probably at the time it was more scarier. Like I said, now with modern eyes, you got a cell phone. You're probably fine. But back then, like, if you're watching, you're like, what could he do? There's not a lot, except people don't want to help him, which is kind of weird. They're like, no. We don't want to call the cops. Yeah. Just go die. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But yeah, I liked it. I gave it a 4. Okay, overall.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd never seen this movie at all. I rented it and I now want to purchase it. I really want to put it in my collection. I'm not a crazy, like, I love Steven Spielberg, but I'm not crazy. Like, I'm not like diehard as you. Like, I'll see his movies, you know, it is what it is, but I'm not as crazy with like his filmography as I am with other directors that I enjoy watching. But this is a really solid movie for a first TV show movie. I mean, straight to TV movie. It's a very strong, I was sitting there and I'm like, man, for a young Spielberg to put together this car chasing, and you're right, this is like the architect beginning prototype slash for Jaws, because this is straight Jaws.
And it really is.
There was no John Williams in this one, because if it was, this movie would have been like a 5 for me. He was like, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum- it was good enough. It held the movie together. The truck was spectacular. It was the villain of the movie. The chase, it was a long-ass car chase, but it was good. It did its story. It was very thrilling, suspenseful, because you didn't know what the hell was going to happen. You didn't know what was going to happen. So to me, all those elements work. So I gave this movie a 4. I don't think it's a 5. A 5 is a straight perfect film. And I don't think this movie's there. Actually, I might even push it up to a... No, I'll give it a 4.5. I was going to give it a 4.5. But to be honest with you, I love the Twilight Zone style to this movie. So I gave it a 4, a flat 4.
You know, it's funny when we... and by the way, Steven Spielberg was only 24 when he directed this. So just think, when you were 24, what you were doing, what I was doing was not doing anything substantial. And this guy was directing doing a really good job directing a movie. Yeah. This movie is, I always consider it as a Spielberg fan. Like, he's my favorite filmmaker. This is the one I always consider like a gem, you know, like the kind of like you, I had a feeling you were going to enjoy it. How much? I don't know, but I didn't think you were going to not like it. It's a gem to me. Like, people are like, hey, have you seen, oh, I like Steven Spielberg. Have you seen Duel? Duel is like this movie that is, like I said, I always compare it to it's Jaws on the road instead of in the water.
Yeah.
You know, sure, it has less interesting characters. It's a little less polished, but the premise is very similar. So I like this movie a lot. I agree with you. I give it a 4. It's an 8 out of 10 for me. But I think as far as like starting a career, this is a great great first movie. You look through all like the great directors and look at their first film. This got to be up there with like one of the best debut features for a director who would go on to make way better movies. Like the fact that this is like a 4 out of 5 for us and he still would make way better movies, it just speaks to his talent. Again, I agree with you. It doesn't seem like a Spielberg movie. And early Spielberg is interesting. Like his first few movies were kind of, they were not what he would become when he hit Jaws. I feel like from Jaws on, he was like the man. Those first 3 or 4 movies, they're not bad. I don't think any of them are like terrible, but they're interesting. I think you should add, and the Blu-ray looks great, by the way. I watch this on Blu-ray. It looks, it'll never get a 4K, but it looks fantastic. Or maybe it will get, well, what do I know? Maybe Universal will put out a new box set. But anyway, okay, what is your total points?
It's an 18 out of a 25. I really enjoyed this film. I love the fact that it brings me back to my Twilight Zone mini story, sci-fi stories. I love stuff like that. It's funny, like we always do these sci-fi action movies and stuff. And those are the ones that we give a lot of high praise for because I enjoy it. I mean, it's not the traditional drug lord or action guy who gets, you know, thrown off the building and all of a sudden he comes back with revenge and typical lost his family and revenges that too. And no, this is a straight car chase.
Normal dude in a scary truck.
Yeah, car salesman. Like, I'm telling you, dude, this is a Twilight Zone episode of the times. But yeah, I gave it an 18 out of 25.
Yeah, I'm only 1 point up, a 19 out of 25. I think if this was like a true action movie, it could have been an extra point. It's more of a thriller with the action being a lot of car chase. So I think it definitely doesn't feel like a TV movie, except maybe like the end, like the third act kind of goes and it's like, okay, you know, it's going to end soon. So it could have been like 10 minutes shorter, but either way, I think it's a gem in the Spielberg filmography. So if you guys have not seen it, do yourself a favor, watch Duel, rent it, buy it. It's worth it. It's a good watch. All right. Continuing on next week, we are continuing with our Superman. We're coming down to the end of the Superman movies. We've already watched 5. We're coming up to Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill. We're going to give you our take on that. And then a movie I've never seen. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Clint Eastwood stars in a little movie called Escape from Alcatraz. So I've never seen this. It's directed by Don Siegel, who did some of his Westerns. All I can think of is The Rock. I wonder if this is like The Rock. I don't know.
Because
they're escaping Alcatraz. Yeah. So we're going to be doing a first time watch for both of us.
Yeah.
Escape from Alcatraz starring Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. I always like my Clint Eastwoods. I mean, it's not spaghetti Western, which we got to go back to those, but
we'll get to them again.
Yeah. We'll get to them. We got so many damn movies to watch. But other than that, if you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to YouTube at youtube.com/levelsofgeeks, where we're putting up slowly our video versions of the podcast for you guys entertainment. And of course, if you guys want to take us on the go, still search for Action Movie Guys on any other platforms, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or Spotify. Again, search Action Movie Guys, subscribe, auto download. Other than that, that's your host
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.